What's wrong with you people?
Welcome to Not Another Baptist Podcast. My name is Matt Hensley, the pastor of Plymouth Park Baptist Church in Irving, Texas, and I'm joined from some hotel in some city, some state, across this wonderful country of ours by Dr. Kyle, non-alcoholic, Bierman, the rural specialist. Did I get it right this time?
Yes, you did.
For the North American Mission Board. In other words, from the entire organization called the North American Mission Board, Kyle is the only one that knows anything about rural ministry. He is the specialist, and we are glad that he has joined us on this pod. Now, here's the neat thing about Kyle. Is Kyle basically lives a vacation and then occasionally goes to work. I am a pastor. As we all know, that means I only work on Sundays. So really, there's no difference between our jobs. However, on this episode today, we're going to talk about the need of vacating.
Yeah.
Vacationing. That would be the word I would put.
There you go. Vacating.
Vacating your
home. Different things.
Vacating your pulpit and leaving your area and going for some time with your family away, and the need for that and why that is helpful and all of that good stuff. Now, we always will have to throw some caveats out there, all of that kind of stuff. We realize that, you know, in a church like Plymouth Park Baptist Church, we have other staff members that can preach. We have policies already kind of set up for, you know, pastors get X, Y, and Z number of Sundays away or time away, all of that kind of stuff. And still, sometimes it might be hard to get away. We also know we've got listeners in churches that they're the guy. And to get somebody, maybe a DOM might even be very difficult. And certainly, depending upon the time that you want to get away, might even be impossible. That there is literally nobody on the outside that you can call to bring in. And you really don't want to risk bringing in Mark Driscoll. So if that's the case, maybe it's a little harder for you to get away, and you might have to rely on a deacon that maybe could read a Sunday school quarterly and call it a day. Like I realize, because I've been in that church and I've been now in Plymouth Park and everything in between. And so we know there are some variables here. But today we just want to talk about the value of it. And you and I have just gotten back from a vacation. You got back from a cruise.
Yes. Mine was probably just a little bit different than your vacation experience.
Mine wasn't at all a vacation.
you drove halfway across the country to stand in lines in the heat and the humidity with four princesses.
Yes.
And Rebecca.
I was trying to think of some like grumpy guy in any movie other than the obvious grumpy dwarf, because I'm not as tall as you or as short as you, so it doesn't really fit. But I was trying to think who's like the grumpy character, since you called them princesses, that I could have been. Yeah, it's not necessarily my description of a good time. Certainly a relaxing time. I have not had one of those in a long time, really since we had kids. Yeah, that's the world we live in now. But yeah, we just got back. So let's talk about that. Why do we need to get away in the first place? Like, I feel like there might be even some biblical parameters.
Yeah, here. Well, so in the top 10 of the rules that God gave to the Old Testament folks,
you
right?
Went full youth pastor there. I'm proud
yes.
of you.
Yeah, in the top 10 is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, right? And so several thousand years ago, God told people to take a break. One day a week, take a break, take it off. My immediate boss at NAM now, Andy Addis, talks about rhythms and the importance of establishing healthy rhythms of rest. You need a weekly break, a Sabbath. You need a like periodic kind of shorter one, right? Maybe you take a couple of days every 6-7 weeks or so. But then you need extended periods of breaks, because God has wired us to need rest. There's a reason that most of us sleep somewhere around a third of our lives, right? For somewhere around a third of our lives, we are unconscious to the world. That's the way God has designed our bodies, and we need those times to step away. You need that time to decompress from ministry. Your family needs you to decompress from ministry, and it's good to just get away. Now, as we're going to talk about, you don't have to drive halfway across the country and go stand in line surrounded by hundreds of millions of people. There are other ways and cheaper ways to do this, but you need to take a break.
And I just laughed when you said cheaper ways. I said, yeah, it's a great idea.
Because yeah, Matt's credit card bills are rolling in from.
Yeah. I was so I, a little bit of confession here. Like I do get great fulfillment and great joy preaching elsewhere. And you know, I love the church that I serve, all of that kind of stuff. I love what I was doing in Colin, but it never felt like work on the preaching side. The sermon prep side always is and so forth. And with this trip, what really actually made it possible for us is I was invited to do a church revitalization conference in Lynette, Alabama. Middle of literal nowhere, Alabama, kind of straddles the central and eastern time zone. And that really made the trip possible. So we were going on a working vacation, but it kind of wasn't work in the sense that all of these messages were prepped, you know, for my years as church revitalization stuff and all of that. And so I was able to lean into that a little bit, go and love on these pastors, serve them for a while. And I said, love on. I hate that so much. Why'd I do that? Anyway. But then we went away, all of that kind of stuff. Man, you need that break to recharge, unwind, get your mind right. Maybe sometimes having a buffer from just some of the struggles that you're having. You know, maybe there's issues with a church member, issue with a staff member. Just having about a week and a half away to just get away and maybe not dwell on it and deal with it, but from a distance, pray through it and some of that and getting some clarity on maybe how to respond when you get back instead of usually when you are in the ministry, the day-to-day work of ministry, it's going to be easy to want to lean into a decision that you have to make right then and there or want to make right then and there, maybe not have to. And because you're mad, because you're frustrated, because of whatever else, but you get away, get on a beach somewhere, get in a mountain somewhere, get away with God for a while, and you can kind of process that and maybe even see it from a different perspective than in the middle of that muck and mire that you're dealing with. So, Kyle, yeah, do you remember real quick?
I was just saying, I remember hearing something from Jared Wilson years ago, and he said that as a pastor, part of your job is to just sit and think sometimes. Not doing anything else, just taking time to sit, stare out the window, go to a park, and just, as you said, clear your mind. There's a lot of clarity that can come for a message that you're working on, for a decision you got to make. If you are not inundated with all this stuff, right? And you can get out of your office, out of your normal routine, and just go and go for a walk, go sit in a park, go sit by a lake, whatever. And just take some time to be alone with the Lord and to clear your mind. And there's great, man, you'd be surprised at the decisions that you can make that suddenly seem so obvious when you just have time to pause and get away from it.
Yeah. Do you remember the old, I'm trying to remember what marriage guy or kind of well-known pastor it was that did this? And I think it might have been Ben Phillips. He's a pastor of First Baptist Murphy, big kind of marriage, family, parenting, discipleship guru guy. Yeah. Love that dude. And he either has shared it or teaches this. But do you remember what the numbers were? But it's like one date a week, one overnight a blank, and then 1 week away a blank. Do you remember?
So I want to say it was, man, I'm going to mess this up.
I don't think it's...
1 day a week, one overnight, was it a month or every 2 months? Something and then a like week that. Away, probably like every 6 months, right? Yeah. I mean, so something like that. Yeah. And look, we know this is gonna be dependent upon your church, your situation. Whether you have 2 weeks of vacation or 6 weeks of vacation could determine the what this looks like in your life. But you need to get away. I've heard from several pastors, just in pastor forums that I'm in on Facebook and stuff, but multiple pastors who said they have not had a vacation Sunday in over a year. Some of them have said 2 years. Brothers, this is not healthy. All right, you've got to get away. As Matt mentioned, if you have trouble finding pulpit supply, here are two things. Use your DOM and schedule him. like you need to, I mean, if you need to schedule him 6 months out, do that. Yeah. Here's the other thing, and Matt touched on this as well. Raise up some leaders in your church who can fill the pulpit. Part of pastoral leadership is making disciples. Making disciples will hopefully create some leaders, which then you can plug them in. And here's the thing. Their sermons might be awful, and that's okay. You can use those as opportunities to coach them up. And then here's the thing. If you really don't have anyone, like you're looking around like, man, I don't know who I would get to preach. I don't know how I can get away. We have created a resource to help you. It's called the Replant Hub, with, at this point, hundreds of sermon videos that you can download and put and play on a Sunday morning that would give you a break.
How many of those are by me?
Absolutely zero, and that is by design.
It's a win. It's a win. There's zero.
That's right. You will not. You can have a world class preacher who will not be Matt Hensley.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, you got to get away. And as one who is kind of a known workaholic, I know how difficult it is and how also hard it is to turn it off when you do. What works for me may not work for you. What I do is I just turn off every notification on my phone. The only notification thing that worked on my phone while we were gone, I had it on Do Not Disturb for text, and it only allowed texts from Cadence, Leah, and Rebecca, and my mom, because my mom was back home watching the dogs and all that kind of stuff. And I was just thinking that all four of them would run away, and I was waiting for that call and looking forward to that call, but they did not. And but so that is the only text, only calls that came to my phone where I even saw anything about it. I didn't have any of the bubbles, so I never saw that I missed a call, never saw that I missed a text. There was no of that. I turned off all of the bubbles on my phone. So Gmail, never saw it, never knew anything about it. Got no push notifications at all from Twitter, Facebook, anything else. And we just tried to just kind of live in the moment. I'd go in and post, you know, I was going to say I posted a victory cup. That was very rare because the Astros are terrible right now. But I did make some on the hotel coffee.
Yeah, and I saw that.
We did that. And my workout video in the morning of just kind of fun of I was still running on the vacation, which seems kind of funny. I only have the running streak to keep alive, but otherwise I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm walking 35,000 feet or steps today. Anyway, yeah. But we did that. And then usually like the photo dump from the deal. That's all I did. I didn't talk to anybody, didn't text anybody, didn't do whatever, unless I wanted to. And you need to be able to unplug from ministry and all of that kind of stuff. And crises are going to happen. They're going to happen when you're there. They're going to happen when you're gone. And those crises will probably still be there when you get back, but you need to be able to have that point person. I thankfully had one, but if you don't have a staff member, you got to get that chairman of the deacons or somebody that you trust that can kind of be your sort of on-call you that can you trust with the decisions, you trust with maybe even that emergency funeral that you just have to do. Mm-hmm. Most funerals can depend upon when that happens. You may can wait if it's really one that you got to be there for. But I mean, my encouragement is always stay on your trip. I'm not going to make that some kind of a law. You wouldn't listen to me anyway.
That would be a really good episode to talk through at some point in the future. Like how do you prioritize those things, right? Those emergencies that do pop up from time to time. But,
well, as a little bit of a bonus before we head out and go back to our pretend jobs and pretend lives, the 2-2-2 rule is a simple concept for a happy marriage. And as I understand it, I don't want to click it because it's a TikTok video. but I can read the screen, and I'm afraid it's just going to autoplay if I do. But this is just for you and your spouse. So you need to get away with your family, all that kind of stuff. But the 222 is this. Every 2 weeks, you go out on a date. Every 2 months, you go out for the weekend. Obviously, I don't know a pastor on earth that's going to be able to take every 2 months a Sunday off.
Sure. Right.
But
a Friday night.
Friday night, Saturday morning type thing. Every 2 years, go away, just the two of us on a week vacation, a week away. So that's it. 2 weeks, date, 2 months, weekend, 2 years, week.
Cool.
There it is.
I like it. Yeah. And hey, if you are in a spot where budget's tight, there are places all over the country that provide free housing, free retreats for pastors. Look up something in that area. Contact your state convention association office. Find something like that because they are.
Do that?
That's a really good question.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I'll give you if you need this, I'll give you Kevin's number and ask.
But no, clearly there. I mean, there are places all over the country. There's one spot I will talk about. There's a spot in Louisiana called Abbey Lane that provides free housing, free meals, free getaways for pastors and their spouses, pastors and their families. Look it up. Phenomenal facilities. Just a great, great place to get away for a few days. And there are places like that all over the country. There's probably one within an easy day's drive of wherever you are. So don't use cost as a reason to not take a break. Man, get away with your family, get away with your spouse. Take a break because you will be a better pastor, a better husband, a better father, a better church member. You'll be better for all of it. No. Unless you're like
unless
Matt.
Unless you're just terrible.
Yeah. Well, unless you're like Matt and you get away by going and surrounding yourself with tens of thousands of people that are not 6 feet apart anymore.
No, they're not. Anyway, you know what else went on vacation at Disney?
The Houston Astros?
No, that started in March.
Oh, okay.
Modesty.
Oh, goodness.
Man, it's good to see you. Glad you had some time to get away. We enjoyed our time away, and we're grateful for you tuning in to this. I want you to think through praying for members, like maybe some things to pray for members. I'm going to talk about praying for pastors, some things to pray for pastors. Okay. We'll do an episode kind of dedicated on those two, praying for your members as a pastor, and maybe a follow-up as members praying for your pastors.
Yeah,
I like it. Let's share that as we lift up our pastors and those that serve us, and we try to encourage them to, you will get a better pastor if you encourage and maybe even demand that he get away for a while. He needs to recharge more than maybe he realizes it. And so he might need that deacon, that personnel committee member, or that just church member that asked him, hey, when's the last time you got away? And what's it going to take for us to help you do that? And find out and then do it. So have a great day. We love you. And until next time, may your coffee be as black as night and as bold as my ridiculous prediction that the Astros were going to win the AL West and go to the AL whatever it was against the Braves, because clearly that is looking well.
Y'all Rangers are currently in first place with a
barely
500.
Barely. 500. Yeah, good night. Anyway, take care.
What's wrong with you people?